Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, we're about to go around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. We were just talking about the greatest what might have been situations in honor of the Texans, or the Astros, rather, getting ready to release, or releasing, rather, Forrest Whitley in order to bring up a man who had a fantastic day for the Astros over the weekend. We'll talk more about the Astros a little bit later. As they got a weekend win. But we were talking about those what might have been situations, and you guys brought up a whole bunch of them, including somebody said if the Bears selected Mahomes in 2017 rather than Mitchell Trubisky.
I
think Joseph on the YouTube page makes a good point that, like, hey, man, quarterback situations matter so much, right? Like, obviously the opportunity to sit, but obviously the opportunity to pair Patrick Mahomes with Andy Reid is a big part of that. Does he become Patrick Mahomes in Chicago?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing with the Texans. What if they traded a little bit more to get Patrick Mahomes, jump the Chiefs a little bit.
Rather than...
And what if the Chiefs went with Deshaun Watson instead?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, as far as like the Bears, and I'd have liked to have found out. I bet
they would have as well. And this is the ultimate one. Yeah. Maybe the ultimate, maybe not the ultimate. There's a lot of them. But from the 281, they said, what if they were at the game, they promised they'd never talk about a game, but what if Emmanuel Sharp got off that shot for versus Florida.
That's a little too soon.
I was like, I get why you didn't want to talk about it. I don't think it's the final shot, though. I think that final shot was going to be rushed. It was going to be a little off balance. I think the actual what if is, what if Emmanuel Sharpe does not turn that ball over as he's driving to the hoop? Maybe a possession or two prior. Because I think if you get in that one, now you can create a little bit more distance and give yourself an opportunity to do this. Like, unfortunately, at that point, you needed a heave, and of course, he didn't get it off. But I don't know that I'm leaning on the heave more than I am a nice, good drive to the paint where you have an opportunity at one of the best
just
shots.
Anywhere in that final stretch.
Yeah, just anywhere just if it looks anywhere. Different.
What if they kept the damn lead? Yeah. How about that one?
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. All right, some other, let's go around the NFL, rather. Here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. And I would like to turn to one Ian Rappaport. This is a cut five here, Fig. Ian Rappaport has been busy reporting news now, ain't he? This one kind of started coming together this morning as the Green Bay Packers have Jair Alexander is a cornerback that they've had. He's been really good for them. Obviously, he's dealt with a little bit of injuries, and those injuries kind of led them to do something this morning.
Sources say they have informed Pro Bowl cornerback Jair Alexander of his release. That is expected to take place today. So after an offseason of wondering and discussions and some trade talks, the Packers are in fact moving on from Jair Alexander. Remember, this has been one that has been up and down, back and forth for the last several months, actually the last several years. Alexander, a Pro Bowler, one of the more talented cornerbacks in the NFL, has battled some injury issues over the last couple years, last year, particularly frustrating one. This offseason, the two sides agreed to explore a potential trade. That trade did not happen before the draft. So at that point, they discussed a potential pay cut, a restructured contract, could not agree to terms on that either. In the end, the Green Bay Packers opt for a clean break. They're moving on, and now one of the more talented corners in the NFL expected to be available today.
That's a wow moment. That's for dang sure. But, you know, ultimately, everybody, 32 fan bases say this, 31 fan bases say the same thing after something like this. Hey, now.
Yeah. Hey, that's
now.
Interesting.
Hey, now. what about Jair?
They need to keep him away from Philly. That's all I got.
Well, yeah.
It's already being mentioned.
Yeah. Keep him away from the Eagles, man.
The thing about it for me is I would absolutely love Jair Alexander. Like it was mentioned by Ian Rappaport there, he has had some injury issues. I think he started only or played only 7 games in the last couple of seasons. Hasn't played 600 snaps, maybe but once in the last 4 years. But you're not looking at him as a starter. You're looking at him as a, you know, as a depth piece. And I think I would initially go, well, someone is probably looking at him as a starter, and I'm sure someone is, but like it seems like there's a lot of teams that might be looking at him as a depth piece, and maybe you'd have an opportunity. The thing that Ian was mentioning in the middle, the idea that the Packers and him could not come to terms, is the part that I think is probably makes this untenable for the Texans. I don't know that the Texans are going to be able to give him the money that it seems like he wants in order to play this season.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I also feel there's going to be teams out there, to your first point, that are going to make him a starter. They're going to take that flyer. They're going to take that flyer on him.
He wants to start. Yeah. I don't think he wants just be a piece.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think he also wants that money, right? Like I don't think that he leaves Green Bay and he's like, well, now I'm just fine with whatever. I mean, maybe one of these teams picks him up off of like waivers or what have you. Now I have to remember if that's actually how this one goes. But ultimately, I don't think that he wants to take a pay cut by any means. Like I don't think that was the anticipation of having this ultimately happen. But he's really good, really, really good cornerback. Really quirky dude as well. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I remember him. There was, like, a local news station doing a stand-up outside the stadium where he was running out there talking about the pack is back and everything. Like, that's one of a numerous kind of situations.
He had some beef with somebody, too. Who was it? It was somebody. He was going back and forth with another receiver.
100%.
Yeah, I forgot who it was.
Like, he does very much.
He talk a lot of smack.
Yeah. Yes, he epitomizes the
was it Jamar Chase? Back.
That sounds right.
He was talking smack that with somebody. Right. Yeah.
So
I'm gonna have to find it.
Look, I would absolutely love throwing that kind of talent in there. I mean, even though he has the injuries, again, I think that you have the particular type of room to be able to sustain that. Mm-hmm. I just think that the money is going to make that just untenable for you, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think the money and clearly there's going to be a team that wants him as a starter, and Texas can't make that offer.
No. Yeah. From the 504, it's hilarious how the Texans continue to take advantage of the Browns. Well. That is a part of one of the big stories of the day is the possibility of the Texans ultimately signing Nick Chubb to the team, right? He is a free agent. The Browns have been involved. There's been some other teams that have been involved that honestly, according to Diana Rossini, have put up more lucrative offers. But I imagine that this is a very interesting proposition for Nick Chubb. So he's in the building. He's doing a physical and supposedly. All right. So earlier today, Lopez had a little bit of a reading the internet wrong. Does this vindicate him? Because this is Ian Rappaport talking about the situation as it exists for the Texans and Nick Chubb. Does this vindicate maybe pulling the trigger a little early on announcing that Nick Chubb's here?
The Houston Texans have agreed to terms with Browns Pro Bowl running back Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb headed to Houston today. Actually, probably is already there. Going to take a physical. Pending this physical, which I assume is going to be fine. He did suffer an injury at the end of last year. That was a long time ago. Pending the results of this physical, Nick Chubb, the longtime Browns running back, one of the faces of the Browns franchise, a 4-time Pro Bowler in Cleveland, who is one of the best running backs over the course of the last decade, is expected to land in Houston. And this one could have gone a couple different ways. Before the draft, the Browns had discussions with Nick Chubb about bringing him back. Those discussions did not land in a deal. They went to the draft. Browns addressed the position in the draft. The door was still open, but the Browns did address the position. The Texans did have a running back spot alongside Joe Mixon, and now they agreed to terms right before mandatory minicamp with Nick Chubb, an incentive-laden deal that should be done and finalized later today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sounds like it to me.
Fig, you get to be the deciding.
I think the very end part,
yeah,
because he says should be finalized by today.
Hey, they should be finalized today.
But our whole thing was wait till it's finalized.
Have agreed to terms.
So
right out of the
show. So is it safe to bring on Seth Payne now? Then
I don't know. Is it?
No, you should know then, man. If it's signed, sealed, delivered.
We got to wait for the physical to make sure.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's where we are with Nick Chubb. But Ian Rapoport seems the actual.
It's probably going to happen. It's going
to
happen.
I mean, he said they agreed to terms, which means it's and he also said he expects him to pass the fiscal, no problems, which I don't know if I do, you know.
It remains to be seen.
Yeah,
it does remain to be seen. The text line, Fig, seemed to be pointing to the idea that it was Stephon Diggs that Jair had a level of beef with, as opposed to...
Maybe. Oh, it sure was.
Yeah.
It was.
Fantastic. Which that would be hilarious if your off seasons, you get two competing sides of a particular beef in your building. That would be kind of funny. I'm not holding out hope or with bated breath on the idea of Jair Alexander making his way to the Texans. But he is out there, a cornerback that has been very good, been very opportunistic in his career. Speaking of cornerbacks in that way, Jalen Ramsey. Have you been following this in the same way? Because I have not mentioned
maybe
this
not the same
as
way. Maybe you're writing a book. I don't know.
I'm not writing a book. I can tell you that. But I feel like I have not brought this up as much because it's just been kind of in limbo. But Jalen Ramsey, it does not seem like that man is going to play with the Miami Dolphins, as they've kind of had him in this kind of pseudo trade block situation. But no trades have materialized. And we're getting to this time where, I don't know, it feels like it's not as easy to make a trade happen. I feel like teams have kind of spent their money, especially if you want to do a deal where you go and you actually sign a level of extension, what have you. But Jalen Ramsey is not planning on attending mandatory camp.
That has trade written all over it, of course, right?
And that's what the conversation has been, that they are working to find a trade. Like, don't you think if there was one that
where
would
might
be there,
he end up?
I have no good idea. Because I feel like if there was one that would be opportunistic or opportune to happen, that we would have some level of like leadings on where this might be. And it feels like there's just nothing percolating for him.
Yeah, I'm going to say somewhere warm. It seemed like he's just trying to go somewhere warm.
Funny you say that. It's funny you say that. I was just gut tells me L.A. Chargers. Harbaugh.
I was thinking Chargers. Yeah. Maybe, I don't know if he'll go back to the Rams. Mm-hmm. Maybe, I'm not sure. Somewhere warm for sure, though.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Rams would be interesting. I feel like don't the Chargers, aren't they set when it comes to safeties?
I don't know. I'm just telling you what I feel like. It's going to be one of those type situations. Yeah.
I guess that could be kind of funny. And I guess they could probably stand to have a free safety out there in some ways if Jalen plays in that way. But yeah, man, that's been a weird one, just kind of seeing hang out there. Some other things around the NFL. I did see this interesting piece. I think it was Warren Sharp put this out here. He put up an accounting of all the plays that generated 25 plus yards last year. Like, I mean, just real explosive plays. First and foremost, do you know where the Texans ranked when it came to this?
Not high, right?
I mean, can you just guess?
Middle.
I'm going to say 15.
17. I'm going to say 17.
Lopez is indeed closer. So they are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, tied for 12th.
Okay.
Most 25-plus yard plays.
And I want to say most of those came later in the year. Like, I remember early in the year we were having discussions about, you know, the explosive plays and all that. Part of the Bobby Slowick stuff, you know. But, yeah, that sounds about right.
And yeah, Jalen Ramsey is still playing cornerback. It does feel like he might. I was thinking about him moving safety, but no, you're right. He is still playing cornerback, Rocky. Okay, They 39 of those. Can you name the 11 other teams, or I guess the 10 teams that had more explosive 25 plus yard plays than the Houston Texans?
Eagles.
The Eagles were one of those.
Okay.
I'm with 43 of those, mind you.
43?
Yeah, they had 43 compared to the Texans 39.
Who else, Figgy?
The Bills.
The Buffalo Bills is correct. They had 44 okay. of those.
I mean, some of the usual, not the Chiefs.
Not
the Chiefs.
That is a good one because the Chiefs had only 29. Interestingly enough.
Mm-hmm. I want to say Bears.
The Chicago Bears.
They came on.
I'm going to say no.
No?
The Chicago Bears, as I'm looking for it, of
course. He's still digging, so that's got to be a no.
Did not.
Yeah.
They had 34.
Okay. Who else? What are the top five?
So the top five are as follows.
Lions.
Oh, yeah.
You said the Lions?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Lions ended up, and of course, I can't find it there as soon as I look at it. They actually tied, having as many as the Houston Texans. Okay. 39. Okay. So the number one team, far and away, the Baltimore Ravens, had 58 of these plays, 25-plus yards. Next, the San Francisco 49ers, 52, which is kind of interesting when you consider just
that's kind of shocking.
It felt like they had a lot of injuries and everything, that they weren't in that same space. The Green Bay Packers with 49, they were third. Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, why didn't we think of that?
Yeah.
And then the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with 46.
Man.
That's a little shocking.
Is it, though? I mean, they came on. They made some big plays, of course.
And also, one thing that's probably not going to have good memories for you is the Indianapolis Colts had one more of these plays. And the reason
now, that one is surprising to me.
I mean, Alex Pierce, Josh Downs.
Yeah, but still.
They had a lot of those big plays. But, I mean, with that being the case, do you anticipate more of those kind of big 25-plus yard plays for the Texans this year or less is the question that I wanted
to answer. Yeah, I figured that's where you were going. And, boy, it really depends on – interestingly to me, like what they do with the run game, because with this offense, play action is such a big deal, you know, and if you have a good run game, obviously you can.
With what offense?
Well, you know, the offense we expect to see.
Okay, fair enough.
Then play action is a big deal, and that's where Tom Brady got a lot of his big plays, you know, when he was running this offense.
Yeah, and I think it'd be interesting also to see, like, what are we generating in the run, if you're talking about the run game? Because Joe Mixon was able to generate some explosives
by himself,
as well.
Yeah.
What are we doing in creating some more of those? I'd be interested to see that. And somebody said from the 504, it's funny watching Baker cook while Cleveland sucks. I do appreciate that the 504 is just here for the I'm going to kick the Cleveland Browns whenever I have the opportunity to. And there's a lot of those.
The 504, ain't that New Orleans?
Actually, what area code is 504? Is it?
Yeah, I think that is. 504 boys. I hope you ain't no Saints fan.
Wow. Oh, that's what you're doing?
That's why. That's the
Are
first thing I thought about.
Right now?
No, I'm just saying, man.
You ain't talking over here.
I wouldn't talk about quarterbacks right now if I'm a Saints fan.
Hey, they believe in Tyler Shuck. He's going to come through and do what Tyler Shuck does. What is that? I don't know, but he will do what Tyler Shuck. Anyways, that's Around the NFL here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's talk a little bit about this. Dana Brown feels like he's been actually coming on strong with some of the decisions that he's made, according to Lopez. So have we underestimated Dana Brown? Let's talk about that next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.